Main thing is hearing divine vibration. May not understand everything. Then I say, go closer to her. But gradually can understand. Finite is going to meet the infinite. So sometimes they use the example they tell about a child wants to catch the moon, telling his mother, I want to catch the moon. Or in the Bengali saying, a dwarf wants to catch the moon, to make it even more an impossibility. So then what is, we are tiny finite souls, we want to know something about the infinite. So we try to use our eyes, our senses, our minds, our intellect, realizing the limitation or deficiency of the senses, we try and expand them with telescope, microscope, and in other ways. But it all falls short of the infinite. So we can say, as Rupa Goswami said in the famous verse, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavyed Grahyamindriye Sevan Mukhe Hijivaro Shayameva Spuratira. Says the name of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, they cannot be understood by the senses, the mind, and the intellect. But that doesn't mean they can't be understood in some other way. So Guru Maharaj like to put it this way. If the infinite cannot make itself known to the finite, it's not infinite. So that means two things. One is, we can acknowledge, yes, by our finite means, how can we hope to realize the infinite, to realize God, divinity? But if the infinite, if God, divinity, Krishna, mercifully wants to reveal himself to us, then despite our lack of qualifications or deficiencies in so many ways, that can transpire, that can happen. And that's what the spiritual project is. The infinite making himself known to the finite. We call it divine revelation, God revealing himself. What are the main forms of revelation? What we call Sadhu Shastra Guru means the saints, the great saint, holy teachers of all time. Shastra means the spiritual books which contain divine revelation. Sadhu Shastra and Guru, who is really Krishna coming before us in the person of his agent to connect us and accept our service. And therein lies where Rupa Goswami says, the secret of devotion is that through service, there's revelation. Sevan mukhe hijavaro shayameva spuratira. By not trying to know, but trying to serve, to acknowledge our subordinate position. Then, even in this world, if we want to gain the affection of someone, their love and affection, if we will serve them, that will bring us nearer to them, that service is a heart-melting activity. Even though everything is produced by God, still, if we take something and repurpose it and offering to him, it's very pleasing. Like a parent with a child, everything the child has been provided by the parent. Say the food. It's all come from mother and father. But if the child will take some of his own food and say, oh, mother, taste this, father, taste this, that becomes more relishable to them. It's the spirit that is all important. Sevan mukhe hijavaro, sevan mukata, means becoming surcharged with the serving spirit. And the famous talk of Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami says, Kayami Kani Amoy Jari Tabitroy. iha nahi jani kemoni hito hoy. Says, who am I? Why am I suffering? What is the purpose of my life? If I don't know this, how can I know what's good for me? That's his beginning point, to ask that. Who am I? Why am I suffering? And what is my purpose? And Mahaprabhu answers in a very simple and profound way. It says, Jive Swarupai Krishnara Nitya Das. You are the eternal servant of Krishna. And one of the last things we heard Srila Prabhupada say in London in 1977, he was trying to distill Krishna consciousness into a simple expression, right, in a sentence or two. His devotees had been under his guidance and being trained by him for many years, and he was asking them in a very childlike, anywhere from childlike to grandfatherly way combined, like childlike simplicity, grandfatherly affection. He's saying, he said, do they know the philosophy? And then someone suggested this, and someone suggested that, and Prabhupada was just smiling, and he said, all you need to know really is that you're the eternal servant of Krishna, and you have no other business in the world other than the service to Krishna. So our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when after having a movement of Krishna consciousness for some 10 years or so, creating so many temples, sometimes Guru Maharaj said he would become excited if someone said, oh, there's a shortage of this or there's a shortage of that, and he would become excited and say, Hari Katha Durbhika, Krishna Katha Durbhika. I don't recognize that there's a shortage of anything in this world but the topics of Krishna. To hear about Krishna, that is life-saving, life-giving nectar. This is the time of the Rath Yatra, pastimes of Mahaprabhu, and the king Gajapati Pratap Rudra Maharaj. He wanted so much to get the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's a king and cannot get his association. And he's wondering, what? I've heard, you know, Patita Pavana Gaurahari, you descended in this world to save the most fallen souls. You saved Jagai and Madhai, such sinful persons, and you're traveling around saving everyone. He said, did you descend in this world to save everyone except a king named Prataparudra, namely himself? I'm the only person exempt from your mercy. So, in different ways, devotees, Mahaprabhu is showing some deference to the Varnashram system, being a sannyasi, avoiding the association of materialists and kings like that. But his devotees, they were softening his heart by telling him the good qualities of the king. How mad he was in praise of Krishna and Vaishnava Seva and so many things. So first point is, the king got the love and affection of the devotees surrounding Mahaprabhu. But ultimately, when that king accepted the menial service of a sweeper before the chariot of Jagannath, right, he himself picked up a broom and started sweeping the street. That, combined with the love and affection of devotees, that act of him demonstrating the principle, and this is what I mean to tell you, that any connection with Krishna consciousness is of immense value, any type of service connection. And on this sweeping theme, one famous disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur, Professor Nishikanta Sanyal, he was the head examiner at a university. That means if you're going to get a PhD, he has to approve you. He's the head of the committee, right? And so he's highly respected and qualified. When he joined the mission, he would be sweeping the stairs, right? And everyone thought, this scholar, exalted person, he comes and sweeps the stairway. And his thinking was, this is so wonderful, so valuable, this touch with Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Radha Govinda, that any service that I'm given is of immense value to me, any service connection. And we saw that also personified in His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadeva Goswami Maharaj. Whenever he perceived that something was the service of Srila Guru Maharaj, he happily accepted that service and was very eager for it. That's all he needs to know, is this service to my Guru Maharaj or not? So Mahaprabhu tells him, you're eternal servant of Krishna. Everything else is superficial and misguided. Everyone in this world is searching for identity, for purpose, relationship. And he's saying, really, everything that you're searching for will be satisfied in connection with Krishna and his devotees. As I was telling her earlier, this is like a family, spiritual family. It's the ultimate family, the family of Krishna. Krishna's not alone. We're talking about king. When you hear king, then even without it being explicitly stated, we can understand king means queen, kingdom, entourage, servitor. So many things go with the conception of king. So when we hear of Krishna, we never think of Krishna alone, right? But Krishna in the association, the company of devotees, and particularly the greatest devotee, Radharani, Srimati Radharani, Krishna's better half, the better half of the Absolute. As all attractive as Krishna, Krishna means like magnetic attraction, everyone being drawn to the center, like gravity. The gravitational pull of Krishna's beauty, charm, and sweetness attracting everyone to him. But we're told that Krishna, he is attracted to her by her self-giving, her self-sacrificing nature. She brings Krishna under her control. So all the devotees, we chant first the name of Radharani and then Krishna. So we say, Hare Krishna, like today in the Harinam Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One meaning of Hare is she has the capacity to steal the mind of Krishna by her beauty, which is the outcome of her self-dedicating tendency. Spiritual concept is all about consciousness. Trying to make progress in Krishna consciousness means to increase our dedicating tendency. So after a long journey in the world of exploitation, that is this world. We can call it the universe, we can call it all kinds of things. We sometimes like to call it the world of exploitation. And that's the impression we get from the news here every day. Some people call it the world of death. So it's about death, exploitation, war, famine, natural disaster. That's why Sanatana, I'm suffering from all these things. Why? He said, being forgetful of your relationship with Krishna, who is Akhila Rasamrita Murti, his ecstasy personified, happiness personified, and forgetfulness of him, yes, we become unhappy and have to suffer. So, in Mahaprabhu's teachings, the Rupa Goswami says, Ramanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pari Bhakti Lata Beej. Wandering the length and breadth of this universe, like we're talking about Australia and China and America, India, Russia, the Ukraine, Brazil. But actually, we've, according to spiritual understanding, we've traveled the whole length and breadth of the universe, right? In search of our actual identity and the purpose of our existence. Fortunate souls, Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. Krishna seeing your heart and your search as sincere, sends you his agent, right? Guru. And Guru gives us Krishna, right? From like that. Krishna sends the Guru and gives the Guru, and Guru gives Krishna. And particularly we hear Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna, the whole sum total of the infinite, is descended in the sound of his divine name. So you're very fortunate to get this opportunity to connect to Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Varga, the service world. And few things we're told to be cautious about, particularly the devotees. That it's through devotees that we get a connection with Krishna. So we should never forget that and always revere the devotees, because this is a spiritual conception where the devotee is at the center. That's what pleases Krishna. When we're pleasing his devotee, then Krishna is pleased. And we're told, yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasyoite katita hiarta prakashante mahatmana. If we, the same sort of faith we have in God and Krishna, the infinite divinity, if we can have that faith in his agent, Guru, then prakashante mahatmana, the highest type of enlightenment, divine revelation, will appear within our hearts. So there's the cautions, offenses to the holy name, that they can read separately. But the main thing, Guru Maharaj said, if you had to distill this into just one concept, one basic concept, means initiation, spiritual practices, it's putting yourself under the guidance of a superior Vaishnava. It means a qualified spiritual teacher. That's what it is, to take direction. As you would if you were serious about studying anything, you would go to a qualified teacher. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, I take my stand on spiritual common sense. So if you were serious to learn anything, you would seek out a qualified teacher. So I could find no more qualified teacher than Srila Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. They're Mahabhagavatas of the highest order. Under their guidance and direction, I try to, what's the word, represent their teachings as best I can. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada, he would say that the grandfathers, they're more merciful than the father. So you see Srila Gurudev, Srila Govindamaya, Srila Gurudev, our Guru Varga, they're like merciful spiritual grandfathers infusing us with their divine mercy to distribute to you all. And we're happy to be used in that way, and I happily accept you and now give you this holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Bhakti Sandra Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Bhakti Rakhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, and Giriraj Govardhan. He's extraordinary. the Lord of Govardhan. Govinda, Govinda Kunda, Govinda type distribution means is the Akrishti Krita Chetasam Sumanasam Uchchataram Changasam Achchandal Achchandala Amoka Lok Sulabo Vashat Mukti Shriya No Diksham Natsasatkriyam Purushtarjam Managikshite Mantro Yam Rasana Sprigeva Palati Sri Krishna Nam Atmaka. For the distribution of Krishna Nam, what is necessary? Krishna's will to distribute himself. Regardless of the soil, if Krishna wants to dance in your heart, then thank your lucky star, then you're very fortunate. And I think Krishna wants to dance in your heart. Hare Krishna. Ladies first. Okay, just wait a second. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Wait like a few minutes, I'm going to... Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So first, every day, before you will chant four rounds, before you do that, you first chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Do write it, you'll give it to her later. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And then you begin chanting. See, this bead is larger. Chanting like this. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. You should chant a minimum of four rounds. Srila Saraswati Thakur used to say, Malika Upabhasna, this is the Malika, Japa Mala, do not let it fast every day. Give some food, four rounds minimum. Keep the association of your god brothers and god sisters here and in Shenzhen and everywhere. And your spiritual name will be Navakishore. Navakishore Prabhu Ki Jai. That's like Krishna said Advaita. Adyam Purana Purusham Navanova Namcha. Krishna is eternally young. Everyone wants to be eternally young. Actually, Krishna is. And those in connection with Krishna. But his divine form is ever fresh, ever new. Guru Maharaj sometimes says evergreen. He's always in the throes of like that teenage beauty. Navakishore, his best age, Raghupati Upadhyay, Mahaprabhu said to him, what's the best place? What's the best age of Krishna? What's the ultimate rasa? And he said, Shyamam eva haram param rupam, puri maru puri vara, kaishoram deyam, adyo rasa raso rasa, the kishore age of Krishna is best. That's when he's most beautiful. Even Krishna will look back from Dwarka upon his younger days. Oh, I'm not as beautiful as I used to be, as I am when I'm in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Navakishnar Prabhu Ki Jai. Okay. These flowers first. This is pretty simple. There's only two choices. Take a handful, yeah. Okay. And say Etat.
Etat.
Pushpam.
Pushpam.
Sri.
Sri.
Gurave.
Gurave.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Then offer the flowers. Then take that. Say Etat.
Etat.
Sarvam.
Sarvam.
Sri.
Sri.
Gurave.
Gurave.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Gurudev.